Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy.
So, one of our listeners left a comment mentioning that they want us to talk about 回南天, which is a perfect topic because actually both Wendy and I have experienced it last week.
Yes, the weather was terrible here in Guangzhou.
Yeah, I know. It was very similar here in Hong Kong. It was just so humid and wet everywhere.
Yeah, 到处都是很湿, everywhere it's humid and wet.
I know, and it did not feel comfortable at all.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, in a way, it's unfortunate because the weather was horrible. But it's also very interesting to go through all those, like, hilarious moments that we see on the social media.
Oh, yes, for sure. I saw quite a few things online that were very funny.
Yeah. 那既然有观众提到了，那我们今天呢，就来聊一聊这个回南天。首先这个回南天啊，它用英语要怎么说呀？国外应该没有这种天气吧？
So our first thought might be to actually literally translate to back south day. But it is more grammatically correct to say back to south day. But that's really a literal translation. We don't really say that in English.
OK. 首先的话，一个字一个字的直译它就是 back south day, 回南天。其实在语法上呢，这是不对的，至少要说 back to south day. 但其实英语里面也没有这个表达。那回南天到底要怎么说才能让别人听懂呢？
So instead, there are a few ways you could say this in English. So for example, you can say that it is very wet.
就可以直接说 it is very wet, 就是说到处都很湿，然后呢就可以描述一下到底有多湿，比方说头发都是湿的，然后地上到处都是水。
Yeah, so this is one way you can describe it, but you can also use the word humid, which is a very good way to describe this weather.
或者也可以说 humid, 潮湿。那 humid 和 wet有什么不一样的吗？
So humid and wet are not the same actually. Humid does not mean that it is going to rain. It's more the very heavy, hard to breathe kind of weather.
Oh, I see. Humid 就是指气候潮湿，不一定是要下过雨或者是有水才变得 wet, 而是指呢空气中可能湿度很大，然后可能会觉得很闷热，呼吸不动这种感觉。所以回南天的话其实更像是 humid, 因为它不是说下过雨之后到处变得湿，而是因为空气中本身水分大，所以可以用 humid.
Exactly. So now I think that we do need to explain a little bit more about this 回南天, because after all, it's something happening only in the southern part of China. So maybe some of our viewers who are from the north may not be so familiar with it.
Yeah.说到这儿的话，我们就得来解释一下这个回南天了哈，因为可能很多来自北方的观众呢没有经历过，就很难感同身受，很难理解。
So just for the backstory, I am currently living in Hong Kong, and Wendy, you are in Guangzhou, so we both had experience with this.
Yeah, exactly.我和梅丽刚好上周呢也经历了这个回南天。
Right, so for me it was so weird because I actually just moved to Hong Kong like a week ago from Shanghai, so it was very weird to feel all the humidity straight away.
Yeah, the weather in Shanghai must be very different from Hong Kong. 香港的话肯定会更湿一点。
Yeah.So in my apartment last week, my floors were all wet, especially in the kitchen and the bathroom. It was impossible to dry it.
Yeah, 家里面特别是这个厨房啊，或者是卫生间啊，这种地方，它的那个地板就会非常的湿。 And it's so slippery.
Yeah, so actually we have an escalator right outside of my flat. So many people were actually slipping and falling because the ground was so wet.
Yeah, that one's actually very common to see on the social media, but it's also very dangerous. 很多人呢会在这个回南天的时候摔跤滑倒，其实还是真的挺危险的。
So how about you, Wendy? How was your experience in Guangzhou?
Well, for me, I think the weather was not such a big problem. But like being wet for days and gloomy every day, it just made people feel kind of depressed.
这个回南天呢，它一般会好几天都连着阴天，就会让人觉得那几天都很没有精神。
Yeah, I get that. I much prefer when it's the sun, makes me happier.
Yeah. 哎，美丽，那你知道为什么会有回南天这种现象吗？
Yeah, so actually this weather happens after the return of warm and humid weather after a period of cold air.
Yeah, that's right. 这个 cold air, 冷空气过去之后呢，气候就会开始变得 warm and humid. 这个气温会升高，然后空气的湿度会加大。所以一些温度比较低的物体的表面，比如说桌椅啊、地板啊、墙面啊，这种地方遇到了这种暖湿空气之后，就会容易产生水珠。所以这就是为什么会有这种回南天的现象。
Yeah, and it typically occurs in the spring months of February and March in the southern regions of China, particularly in Guangdong province.
Yeah, 通常呢是发生在二三月份，特别是在广东的南边。And I think it's also common in Guangxi province.
Yeah, that's possible. It's all in the south.
Yeah. 诶，那你有没有学一些相应的一些应对措施啊？
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I had to learn because it was just getting out of control here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did learn some tips and tricks. A little, I mean, I really did what I could.
那你都学了哪些应对这个回南天的办法呀？
So first, I learned that it is important to close the windows. So this really was my first mistake.
Yeah, that's rule number one.就是不能打开窗户，开窗这个事情确实可能是每一个第一次经历回南天的人都会犯的一个错误，因为你一打开窗，其实它并不能除湿，反而会变得更湿。
Yeah, I thought it would get the air in, but yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah.
So then I also heard that it is good to place newspaper on the ground to absorb the water, which is really smart.
Yeah.就是我看网上确实也有人说他们以前会在地上铺报纸去吸水。
And actually the solution that worked the best for us was to turn on the dehumidifier.
Yeah, 开这个除湿机 dehumidifier.
And so that worked best for us for sure. And the water in the machine accumulated so fast that we had to empty it very often.
Yeah, that's...Just it's so wet. 不过这个除湿机确实应该是最好用，也是大家最常用的一种办法。
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad that it is a little better now because the weather was definitely not comfortable.
Yeah, 确实，这两天还好，天气慢慢变好了一点啊。
Yeah, for sure. So that brings us to the end of this episode. We hope that you enjoyed today's topic.Definitely let us know whether you experience this kind of humid weather and if you have some tricks for it.
感谢大家收听本期节目。如果有经历过回南天的朋友们呢，可以在评论区里分享一下你的体验。
This is Mei Li.
And this is Wendy.
See you next time.
Bye bye.